When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the lovely, the dovely, the pink-purple-haired Haley.
Hey, everyone.
This is the Adam Munchies podcast, regular podcast episode, where we kind of talk about life and food here in Southern California. Usually our day-to-day weekend activities, which usually deals with K-pop, right? And
yeah.
Korean stuff.
Usually consists of K-pop.
And if not, Japanese stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a regular casual podcast. And we will have, like, you know, the full-on real episode on YouTube next week. And as well as here on the regular podcast, which you can listen to on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Pocket Cast, and all the usual places. So please give us a follow, a like, subscribe. And let's talk about yesterday, Haley. What did we do yesterday? What did the day start out with?
The question is, what didn't we do yesterday?
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
How dramatic.
We did a lot of K-pop stuff yesterday.
A lot of Korean-related activities.
Yes.
Starting with lunch, right?
Yeah, so we started off by going to this Korean restaurant. What's it called, though?
I was San Sangnon Dan.
Sangnong-dam?
Yes, Sangnong-dam. Anyways, what we got there, more importantly.
Yeah, we get
the dish that we got.
Galbi-jin.
Galbi-jim.
Sorry.
Like Jim Halpert, not Jin. Jin.
Jin on my mind.
So Jim. Galbi-jim.
Double J.
It's kind of, it's like not even a G. It's double J, then I am. J-J-Jim.
Yeah.
It makes you think of the Office episode with Dwight. I'm Jim.
I pissed my pants.
And if you Office, anyone else that watches The Office, you'll know that reference. Anyways, so we had Galbi Jim.
Yes.
Best way to describe it. It's like marinated braised
short
ribs. Yeah, short ribs. In like a Korean, like it's like sweet, also spicy. You could kind of choose the heat. It's like a stew. It's like a short rib stew. Usually loaded with potatoes, seasoning. But we add a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah, so we usually add mochi, like the rice cake.
Tteokbokki. And rice cake.
And then cheese on top.
We top it off with fiery, melty cheese. Because you have to pay extra for that too, but totally worth it.
Yeah, so they put the mozzarella cheese on top of the Galbi Jim, and then they come with a blowtorch and like blowtorch it in front of you.
Then you can record it, and then when you record it and you post it on your social media stuff, then you cue BTS's Fire.
Yeah.
Fire. So you put that song on while the guy literally
lights it up. I was actually singing it when he was doing it.
I'm glad my phone didn't catch that.
Mine did, though. You could hear it on my video.
I just put the song already anyways. No, I know. So I guess you can't really hear it. But, yeah, so that's all we got. Because they give you the regular banchan. Which isn't... This one doesn't have too much. Banchan. Sorry. Banchan is from... Banchan is the guy from One Piece that helped Luffy escape.
Isn't that Bon Clay?
Yeah, they call him Banchan.
Oh, I didn't know.
Bon Clay, yes. That. Number two, the swan drag queen.
I was thinking Banchan, the chicken place.
Also the Korean fried chicken place, too. And so we went there and did our due damage for lunch, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, with that Galbi gym, because there's only, like, two sizes, medium and large, but the medium is hella big.
So the medium and the large, they're not meant for two people, especially if you're dining with Haley. Haley is half a person when she eats. So we have food for like the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Here's a nice little trade secret. So it gives you a lot of like you get the stew, like the sauce, like all that good, like umami, like sauce flavor, right? What you do is, because you get a lot of it when you take it home to go, because obviously when you're eating with Haley, you will be taking this shit home.
That's good, though, you get your money's worth.
So what you're going to do is you add a little bit of water when you make more of like the sauce and you recook it. And you buy, what we're going to do is we're going to buy our own beef brisket from the Korean market nearby. And we'll just top it off and add it to the leftovers. Yeah. And you have like literally meals for days.
Yeah, hopefully I don't get tired of it.
We will be set for this whole week.
And we bought extra mozzarella cheese too.
Yeah, to top it off. Exactly.
But I wish we had a blowtorch.
And I was going to say too, though, the thing is, it's kind of, it's more pricey because of how much you get usually. Typical Galbi gyms, like when you even go to other restaurants besides this one, this one's probably one of the better ones, like flavor, taste wise. And I think they're more known for it actually, this specific restaurant.
Yeah.
The medium that we got was, I believe, $75.
Yeah, but then we add like the cheese and mochi, I think it's like an extra $6 each.
Yeah, so that's really going to hit, because I paid like $100.
Yeah.
And that's not even for the large. The large is, the medium is big already, but the large is fucking large. Yeah, so it's like, it'll feed.
Like six people.
Six Haleys. Four of me. Maybe three of me, four of me.
I'd say
four. Okay, four of me and six Haleys. So that's the perspective you'd want to
come in with. Eight Haleys.
And then, so, finished, did our duty there, and I can't even talk right now because it's 10 o'clock at night. We just ate. I have, my stomach is so full. I have gas and I'm holding in my burps. And okay, so from there we went K-pop shopping.
Yeah, we went.
Because if you're in K-Town, what else does Haley want to do?
Well, actually, we went for your light stick.
Oh, actually, that's true. Because Zach showed us that he got one at that. We've been to that
Music Plaza.
Yeah, so we usually have shopped. And I got you your Big Bang light stick top a long time ago at Music Plaza in K-Town also. This is here in L.A., of course.
What is that place called? Is it like Galleria or something?
I don't think it's a Galleria, no. I'm not too sure, actually. I don't think it's a Galleria. Because I think there's another Galleria somewhere else.
Oh, it's a different one.
But this one has, the K-pop place. It's called Music Town. Music Plaza. Yeah, sorry. There's so many. There's K-pop Music Town, K-pop Music Station. There's Music Plaza. This one is Music Plaza. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so when we were there, they actually have a good, decent amount of stuff that's actually decently priced compared to, like, K-pop Station and, you know, the other places, actually.
I feel like K-pop Station is becoming the most expensive.
Yeah, it seems like it now. Yeah. So we've been to this one before. Like I said, I bought Haley her Big Bang 10th anniversary crown thing for her light stick.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, like full circle, I ended up buying Haley something Big Bang related as well.
Oh, yeah. He bought me the Made full album by Big Bang, which was, I think it was their last album.
Yes.
Before they friggin' stopped making music.
And you could blame Sungri for that.
Yes.
So with that said, I was going to say too, like, it was crazy because I was like the only one there. It was decently priced too.
Yeah. I feel like that place is like $5 or $10 less than other
typical
stores.
Ones. Yeah. Like for all their items. Mm-hmm. This one is that album too. The only reason why even like we got it, because Haley didn't even see it. I was the one actually looking at the album itself because I was looking at the back of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I recognize a shit ton of these songs.
Yeah.
Like over half of it. And I showed it to her and I said, I'll get it for you if you want it.
Because that was the album that I introduced Big Bang to him when they had made that album, so he knew all the songs.
Yeah, I really like a lot of those songs on that album. So we got her that. She got her. She was still in the hunt for her BTS light stick.
Yeah, the version 4.
The version 4, because she has the version 3, and they do not have it in stock. But yeah, she bought herself a mini version 4.
Yeah, for my Chimmy doll.
Of course. And I grabbed myself the light stick too, for Blackpink, the version 2.
The price is so good there. It was like $52?
Yeah, $52.99, I believe. And then, because a lot of other places, like K-pop stations, like $70, $80 almost.
Yeah.
Like, and if you buy it from the website, like the official one too, the thing is, it's cheap too. Like, it seems cheap. Like, it's like $40 or something, like $37 or $40.
Yeah, but the shipping is $50.
The shipping is, yeah, she said 50, like 50.
Yeah, 50.
Because it's like global shipping, so it's really, it's insane.
I don't know why for YG, like, their shipping is so expensive. Even if it was like, if it's global, but then if they were to make like a US shipping, I'm pretty sure it might be like only 15.
Yeah, because
like
that would be similar BTS to Weverse, because Weverse, yeah, the Weverse shop, which is for like BTS stuff, is like $15 shipping. So I mean, either way, we would still be saving, and you wouldn't get like, because you make sure you guys do not buy your light sticks from like Amazon, because there's a lot of fake ones out there, especially on Amazon when you find like deals and or like they're broken, yeah, or they're used, and
especially
like
with the Blackpink one or the BTS one, the one that has like the Bluetooth. Because like a lot of people bought it from Amazon because it's like maybe half the price, but it doesn't link up to Bluetooth.
Yeah, these aren't
all,
since they're not the official ones, they will not link up, and they don't have the actual Bluetooth, I guess, setting or device that the actual K-pop,
yeah, it won't sync with the app.
Sync with, yeah, yeah, so it makes no sense. You'll be like, when you finally go to the live concert, yours is just gonna be one color.
I was gonna say, you can tell whose is fake, because it'll be like off blinking.
Like it's just gonna be weird. Yeah, like, so it's gonna be like, definitely it'll be one of those people in the crowd. People will know for sure and start thinking and judging you. And that way you don't have to worry about it too. That's why we go to like actual, you know, like reputable like K-pop stores, like,
yeah,
Music Town,
real
K-pop station. They're all usually, actually not even usually, no, like all the light sticks,
yeah, the light sticks are
real.
I was gonna say like the merch and the plushes,
that's a different story. Like the BT21, you know, it's another case of instead of Chimmy, they have Chummy.
But it's pretty easy to tell which ones are fake for plushes, because
it's kind of
the
obvious.
The colorways are so weird.
If you can't tell, then it's like not being able to tell who your kid is, kind
of
thing. Because
exactly,
it's like, it's pretty obvious.
Like, who was it? Koya or someone was like a teal instead of like a blue.
Yeah, he's Toya instead of Koya. And I was going to say, like with that though, like just kind of like I said, you always have to just be careful, because sometimes you do not know. But for the most part, if you go to like, if you can tell that the K-pop store you're at, like if they're really selling a lot of like a variety of actual K-pop goods and products, most of the time like the higher, more expensive stuff are real.
Yeah,
like those albums, those,
I feel like the albums should be always real,
yeah,
because they're like wrapped,
yeah, because like that, and then like what is the books, the magazines,
yeah,
so like,
yeah, the magazines.
Because I'm just saying that because there was like another small store, another cute store in the same plaza that has a lot of fake anime and like fake like K-pop shit.
Yeah, but
too,
we can always tell because we buy real
stuff. I mean, like, yeah, you don't want to support it, but at the same time, some of like the stuff, like the little banners and shit, are kind of cute. And
oh, like that stuff, is okay. Like the socks.
Yeah,
like, I buy a
exactly
lot of socks.
See,
yeah,
there's certain products where like it's like, okay, you can kind of get away with it. But
yeah,
there's other times where it's just like, you know, you should just kind of be careful.
I feel like for the plushes, you don't really want the ones that are not official.
Yeah, because you can kind of tell,
yeah,
like when it's not official. And that concludes like most, because we just did our K-pop shopping.
Yeah, and then we went to Dragon Boba.
We went to Dragon Boba. That's correct.
Yeah.
So Dragon Boba is another boba spot here in LA.
It's like in a
K-Town,
2 minute walk
from K-pop's station.
No, Music Plaza.
No, Music Plaza is not
K-pop station.
Yeah.
What's
oh,
that?
You're confusing it. That's the second one we went to. Isn't Music Plaza where we bought the light sticks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so from
K-pop
there,
station?
We drove to the one. K-pop station is the one where Daiso and Somi Somi is.
That's
and
not Bomb-san. K-pop station.
Oh, what is that? Music Town.
Music Town.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Music Town. But it's not the one that you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's correcting me, who's. We are both incorrect.
Yeah, we're both incorrect.
Okay, anyways, let's move on, Miss Nitpicker. So, I like lost my train of thought just because you're trying to correct. Anyways, we're Dragon Boba.
Yeah.
Where. I have to say, there's one thing I always wanted to get there, and they never fucking have it.
Is the s'mores
thing? It's that weird toasted marshmallow thing. So first off, they never have it when I go. Second, everything they have there, not to like, okay, the place looks cool. Like the inside, the interior,
yeah,
they have banners of BTS, like they had a banner of Blackpink, and they have like these like stand-up mannequin cutouts of the BTS members you take photos with. The thing is, the food and the drinks are kind of
mediocre.
Yes, because like they're like one of those places where I feel like they try to do a lot. Like they, you know how there's places that do the mochi donuts. There's places that do macarons. Like because mochi donuts comes to mind, Modo, macarons. You know, honey and butter is the best.
Yeah.
Then there's regular boba places. This is a boba place that tries to do all of that. So they're kind of like trying to be able to, you know, have a lot of different products, but at the cost of like the quality. So yeah. I feel like it's like really like
mediocre.
Yeah, it sucks to say that, but just honestly, it's like, hey, Haley, like I always make fun of the place when we're there, and Haley's just there like while we're waiting in line. I guess the cool part is they do have events. They have the cup sleeves.
Yeah, I was going to say like they're known for their cup sleeve events and like the K-pop events that they hold.
Right, there's not
and
a lot in
K-Town. And
they have
lines that stretched out for like 2 hours.
Who cares if they have mediocre food, because people will pay for it because they have cool events. And, you know, like, events not even just for BTS. Like, yeah, it's for like
all K-pop groups.
All K-pop. Yeah. There was EXO. They had ATs. Like, they had, like, everything, right? And, yeah, they have cup sleeves. So even when you go not on an event day, here's another good tip to know. They still have cup sleeves.
Yeah, they
have,
like, a lot of inventory still.
There was no event the day we went yesterday.
We just walked in. There was no line.
Ordered two drinks. The drinks are all right, too.
Yeah.
I got, like, something actually refreshing. I got mango black tea because I feel like every place cannot fuck up mango black tea. So that's super safe for me. Haley got milk the milk tea, right? Kind of
thing?
Yeah,
like the brown sugar.
Yeah. And that was okay? What did you think?
It was okay.
No, there you go. That says it all, right?
It's not. It's no tiger sugar.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. Oh, not to mention, there's a tiger sugar right, like, in K-Town now too, so you could always just go to that one.
Yeah,
line was insane.
Yeah,
because we actually kind of passed by and we saw where it was. The line's pretty long, and for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so a Dragon Boba, like, it has a lot of cool events. We probably will not be talking about this in a regular podcast like episode because it's not something we like promoting and like talking about food places that we really
but
like.
You know what, a lot of people like replied to my stories asking where that place was, mainly because of the cup sleeves.
It's the cup sleeves.
And then, like, the banners and then, like, the cutouts
and you
stuff.
Don't pay extra for the cup sleeves. So you just tell them, like, oh, can I get a Jimin and then a V
Yeah, you know sleeve? What was funny, though? Because I saw all these people coming in. And then I guess they just come in for the drinks. But they don't ask for the cup sleeve. I'm like, what a waste.
Because, yeah, literally, they will not ask you depending on who's working. But they have them right there by the register. And all you have to do is, like, be like, oh, can I get a cup sleeve, a Jimin one or whatever?
Yeah, they
that's
had
all
like
you
all
do,
the
it's
BTS
free.
Members.
It's totally free.
And they're actually going to have a Blackpink event, right? At the end of this month.
Yeah.
With cup sleeves as well.
So we'll see if we're going
to. We won't go to the event, but then we'll probably
maybe
go
like
after.
Maybe like the week after. Yeah, because like I'm telling you, the event is. It's cool if you have nothing to do and then, you know, you just want to, you know, kind of casually interact with other fellow Blinks or like you know
it's
anyone.
Cool if you go with like a group of friends, but then you're waiting in the sun for like 2 hours.
But it seems like they have vendors and that it's like a little tiny, like a really tiny, I don't even want to say night market.
Yeah,
but I guess it kind of is because
they sometimes sell
vendors.
Like merch,
but it's I mean like I said, to us it's not worth it. To some people it might be more worth it and fun, if you know, especially if we're driving from the valley.
If you live nearby,
like if you live nearby, maybe it's more fun if you have nothing else to do. But I would not go there if it wasn't for the cup sleeves and being able to take pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because those are like the things that make people come back, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at least bring other people. But there's no like replay value with the food quality.
But the cup sleeves that they always have, they're a really good quality. They're cute. Like the ones that we got from, I think, Jimin's birthday as well, when we went last year in October. That's right. There was another one too, I forgot.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why, like, we only go there for that stuff. We go, like, whenever we go K-Town, we don't, it's not like one of those places where we always check out.
We're like, oh yeah, I want boba from Dragon Boba. No.
Nope. Yeah, if we want boba, we're definitely just going to go to, now that there's Tiger Sugar, Tiger Sugar's there too. Or if you want, because we usually go for soft serve, I mean, Bumsan is there too.
Yeah, which is right next to it.
But yeah. What do we do after that? We actually had Bumsan also.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Bumsan. Bumsan is good too, but if you get their fruity flavors for the soft serve, Bumsan is a really good soft serve spot, but they're known for like their organic milk and stuff. So when you're getting fruity flavored stuff from Bumsan, don't expect like sorbet or like, you know, more like tart stuff. It's more like a milky flavor, because I tried their like mango pineapple flavor. Yeah. I was expecting something more close to like, I guess like Dole Whip ish, but no, this was like really like milky.
But it tasted
like
good.
A creamsicle. It was good still, but that's not what I expected. So if you're like not expecting that, and you want something more like fruity, don't get the soft serve there.
Yeah, I think
because it's all the flavors.
The first time I got the chocolate one, which was really good, but then this time because they had one that was, I think, was it taro and pink guava?
Yeah, the guava kind of killed
it.
It
was like a swirl, but then he was like, oh, you should get it because it's your hair colors.
It's pink and purple. Yeah. So I was like, obviously Haley's going to get it.
Yeah, for the aesthetic.
It's all for the gram, guys.
But I ate all of it. So, I mean, it's not bad.
It's not bad. That's all. Yeah. The thing is, I'm not trying to say Bumsan is bad. What I'm saying is Dragon Boba's food is bad. But Bumsan is good, especially if you're getting like their milk, regular milk flavor, the taro, the chocolate, you know, those kind of flavors. Because the milk quality is good, like for the soft serve. So if you want to get that, you can do that. They have nice cones too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's more like for the gram and cutesy. Yeah. So check out Bumsan, which is right next to Dragon Boba.
Yeah.
Like it's right next door. So take your pick.
And they both play K-pop songs.
That is true. K-Town is playing K-pop stuff. So go figure, right?
Yeah.
And we did go to K-pop music station, right?
Music Town. Yeah.
Yes.
They're all very similar. Too. Like, their names are all, like, the same.
Which is so funny that that's how it is. But, yeah, we went there, too. Browse. We didn't get anything. First off, it was packed.
Yeah,
there was
a lot of people. There's so many people in there.
I'd rather go to Music Plaza.
Yeah, but the thing with, I think, what the hell is it called? Music Town. It's expensive, too.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
There's more people, and then there's, like, more people and you're paying more.
But the thing is that I have points there already, so usually that's where I buy my albums. But then for some reason this one didn't have any prices on their album, so I was like, never mind, I'm too lazy to go ask someone because there are so many people in there.
And the thing is, yeah, this is one of the other locations, because a lot of other K-pop places, they're not like associated, like it's like a mom and pop shop where it's like doesn't have another location. This is one of the few ones where it has another location, and that location is the one we go to at
the source
and the OC. So that's why Haley's been able to accumulate points and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I thought Haley was gonna say something. I don't know what else to say. There, the end.
That's it.
There's nothing else we did that day. We went to Ross and Marshall's, guys.
Yeah, that was it then.
All her K-pop shopping was at Music Plaza.
Yeah. And then today we actually did the Blackpink movie.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could talk about that, huh?
But then I think we should probably just save that.
We watched the movie. The Blackpink movie.
For the 5th anniversary.
Which was actually on today.
Yeah.
Like today. Which is also kind of nice that we watched it. But we will kind of go more in depth on like the Blackpink movie on the next episode to kind of save it up for our actual K-pop talk.
Yeah.
But all I got to say was I enjoyed it a lot. I'll give you a couple previews of what we're going to be talking about. I enjoyed it a lot. Holy shit, Screen X is interesting to watch when you're watching it like on that this type of movie.
Yeah, like a concert.
And basically. Haley cried. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, no, yeah.
So, it was pretty fun, entertaining to check out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we were also the only ones that had light sticks in the theater. We like pull it out right before.
It was like a concert.
It was cool. I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But we will save that for the full episode, which you can check out. Like I said, It's going to be next week, which we do every other week. Mm-hmm. So every Sunday we have an episode that comes out, a podcast episode, but every other week is when we have also, it coincides with a YouTube episode, like a little small cute video episode where we're actually talking and we have to dress up nice and kind of fix ourselves because we're recording on video.
Yeah.
And that will be next week. So a brief trailer preview is, yes, Blackpink the movie. That might be our main topic for the K-pop talk.
Yeah. I was crying a lot.
It was a lot?
I didn't know it was a lot. You only saw me cry at the end, but there was like lots of moments during that movie. I was fucking crying.
I was really into it.
I was holding it.
Anyways, I will find out more because I did not know that.
Yeah.
I was too entranced staring at like all left, right, and forwards directions. So that was fun. And we checked that out and we will talk about that more. So if anything, you know, get a cup sleeve when you go to Dragon Boba.
Yeah.
Don't recommend the food. I don't want to bash it more, but. Gosh.
We haven't tried the macarons though.
But you don't even want it because like that's the original chummy. Chimmy looks like chummy. It's like the derpiest chimmy, which we call chummy. Oh, I guess I don't know.
Derpy can be cute.
Because chimmy is already derpy and cute, right?
This is extra derpy.
So this is like chungus. Big chungus chimmy. It's a chummy.
The funny thing is that there's actually a sticker on Instagram under chimmy that looks like chummy. Like someone drew it and it looks like the macaron.
Maybe that's where they got the inspiration.
Maybe.
But yeah, so I'm because like Dragon Boba and they have the mochi donuts, but honestly there's a lot of other places
we
too.
Haven't tried it either.
I think we have. I bought it once.
Yeah, we did.
Let's not talk that's all.
I don't even remember.
Period. So. Let's end it there because we will not talk more. Not to mention, I was going to say, we were looking at the crepe cakes while we were waiting in line.
Oh, no.
It looked like...
It's all smashed.
The end of it, because we eat at Lady M. Lady M is actually like the premier crepe cake place, like super expensive and fancy, but
the
quality is excellent. This one is like looks like a mashed, like a rainbow that melted and then was paved with like a cement paver on the side. But the drinks are okay, and you get the cup sleeves.
Yeah, the drinks are okay.
It's for the cup sleeves and to take a picture with BTS cutouts.
Yes.
Right?
That's always fun.
But yeah, there's a lot of other stuff there. Check out Music Plaza, Music Station, whatever, all the different K-pop music shit. And Galbi Gym.
Yes.
If you're hungry, start out your day with a hearty helping of Galbi Gym, because that will last you the whole fucking day.
I was going to say, don't eat the day before.
Oh my God. Do not eat breakfast. Yeah. Do not eat before this, guys. Just trust me.
Yeah.
And with that said, please like, subscribe, follow the Anna Munchies podcast. Thank you, as always, for joining. Next episode is definitely going to have some content, and we will dig deeper into Haley's tears that were shed. Because I want to know more about that as well, since I did not know it, and I sat right next to her. And anything else you want to say? Any parting words of wisdom or anything you want to say, Haley?
Not really. Blackpink in your area. There you go.
Okay, and with that said, and that's, I hope you that even recorded because it's so light.
Because I'm embarrassed.
And then, thank you guys for joining us. We will see you in the next episode. And as always, take care, stay safe, and
peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.